Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Help support Well-Tempered Baroque and the Classical Network by becoming a member. Visit us online at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Well-Tempered Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. This week, the Historical Keyboard Society of North America is meeting in Greenville, South Carolina. Yes, there is such a thing indeed. Quoting from its website, I can tell you that the Historical Keyboard Society of North America is a nonprofit organization of members who love and promote early keyboard instruments and the music written for them. The Society was formed in 2012 by the merger of the Midwestern Historical Keyboard Society and the Southeastern Historical Keyboard Society. Its members include instrument builders, players, teachers, and scholars, as well as many who merely love the looks and the sounds of these beautiful instruments. I'm sorry I couldn't attend the annual meeting this year, but I will be attending Harpsichord Heaven, hosted by Brandywine Baroque in Wilmington, Delaware, this weekend. So, if you're an early keyboard enthusiast like I am, this is a great time. So let's celebrate Historical Keyboard Week here on Well-Tempered Baroque. First, a historic recording of historic music on a historic harpsichord by a historic player. This is Colombian-born harpsichordist Rafael Puyana playing a transcription of a lute piece, the Branle de Montarandais of Antoine Francisque, published in Paris in 1600. Following this, The King's Hunt of John Bull from the Fitzwilliam Virginal book. Rafael Puyana was a virtuoso musician who'd studied with Wanda Landowska and Nadia Boulanger and made his harpsichord debut in 1957. Puyana performed on play-all harpsichords built in the first half of the 20th century. While these harpsichords were entirely the product of the 20th century, and in some circles referred to as plucking pianos, with their metal soundboards, pedals, and probable cause of hernias from trying to move them, they do have a very special place in the revival of Baroque music. Although the farthest thing from the world of Antoine Francisque and John Bull, with Wanda Landowska as its chief promoter, play-alls were the norm on the American concert stage until the historical instrument revival of the early 1960s. Rafael Puyana eventually moved to Paris and began to collect historical instruments. When he died at the age of 81, his collection was one of the most important personal collections in Europe. We'll hear selections from a digital remastering of Rafael Puyana's recording, The Golden Age of the Harpsichord, originally released on LP in 1962. Puyana's rhythmic sense in the Branle is so clear, and his technical ability in The King's Hunt was unmatched in his generation.
Thank you.
harpsichordist Raphael Priana playing the Branle de Montrondé of Antoine Francisque and John Bull's The King's Hunt on a Pleyel harpsichord, 1962. And now another historic instrument and another great player, both very different from our first. Martin Suter was an English harpsichordist, pianist, and organist. Actually, he's credited with being one of Britain's youngest professional organists, having started his career at age 13. He was an advocate for classical music and made several recordings on the historic keyboard collection of the Ashmolean Museum at Oxford, England. Listen to the light yet vibrant sound of the virginal that was made by Adam Leversage around 1670 as Martin Suter plays Will You Walk the Woods So Wild of William Byrd.
Thank you.
Martin Suter performing William Byrd's Will You Walk the Woods So Wild on the 1670 Adam Leverside Virginal, conserved in the Ashmolean Museum in Oxford. Martin sadly passed away 2 years ago as a relatively young man following a serious illness. Next, we turn to an organ installed at the Amsterdam Oudekerk in 1964. Yes, 1964, not 1564. The organ was built by Jorgen Arend, and it's a faithful reconstruction of an organ that was built there in 1657 as the replacement to the organ that Sveling himself played in the early 17th century. The Arend organ is one of the first organs in modern times that was fully based on a historical instrument. The pipes were faithful copies, and the tuning is mean tone. The organist is Gustav Leonhardt, one of the most celebrated performers and teachers of historical keyboards. We'll hear Leonhardt performing an anonymous early 17th century set of variations on Psalm 23 on this wonderful historically based organ.
Thank you.
We heard Gustav Leonhard perform three anonymous early 17th century variations on a setting of Psalm 23. He was playing on the 1964 Arendt and Brunsumer historically based organ at the Oude Kerk in Amsterdam. Today on Well-Tempered Baroque, we're listening to historic keyboard music in celebration of all the early keyboard activity going on this week. So now let's hear a harpsichordist who's actually very much alive. David Maroni recently recorded selections from the Bayeux manuscript, that's Bayun, an important collection of 122 pieces of French harpsichord music copied around 1676, but which contains music mostly from the 1650s and the early 1660s. It's the principal source of the music of Louis Couperin. We'll hear two allemands from the manuscript that are ascribed to Jacques Tomelin, a Parisian organist, harpsichordist, and composer who lived from around 1635 to 1693. David Maroni performs on the 1635 Johannes Rucker's harpsichord, which is conserved in a private collection in Delaware. Indeed, if you'd like to hear this instrument live, you can on Saturday, April 29th and Sunday, April 30th by attending Harpsichord Heaven. Visit Brandywine Baroque, one word, brandywinebaroque.org for ticket information. Jacques Tomelin, two allemands on the 1635 Johannes Rucker's double manual harpsichord performed by David Maroni.
Thank you.
we heard David Moroni performing two allemands of Jacques Tomelin, circa 1635 to 1693, on a 1635 Johannes Rucker's double manual harpsichord. Now we turn to a different historical instrument altogether, a spinet made by London harpsichord maker Thomas Barton in 1727. The spinet replaced the virginal as the favorite English domestic keyboard instrument around the second half of the 17th century. It was referred to as a wing-shaped harpsichord and was lighter than the harpsichord in construction and in sound. Joanna Leach was born in British Calcutta in 1937, but she was trained in Europe as a concert pianist. She was enthralled by the sound of the historic square piano and the English spinets, and she dedicated much of her career to these domestic instruments. She unfortunately passed away 6 years ago following a long illness, during which time she continued to record and to teach. This is Joanna Leach performing George Frideric Handel's Fantasia in C on an English spinet of 1727. The late Joanna Leach performing George Frideric Handel's Fantasia in C on the 1727 Thomas Burton spinet. And now on to the clavichord, the most ancient of the European keyboard instruments. Unlike members of the harpsichord family, the clavichord uses little brass wedges or tangents to strike the string, so in certain aspects it's much more like a piano than a harpsichord, but its rectangular shape is akin to the virginal. We have time for the first movement of the sonata in B minor, H73, of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, played by Bernard Brockley, who, according to his website, is very much alive. We heard clavichordist Bernard Broccoli in a recording of the first movement of the sonata in B minor of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. And now on to the forte piano. Listen to the wonderful dark sounds of this copy of a 1785 Volta forte piano as we hear Andreas Steyer play the first movement of Joseph Haydn's sonata in E flat major, Hoboken 16-49. I do regret, but we have a very long playlist today, so I am going to have to fade about 5 minutes into the movement.
Thank you.
That was a magnificently dark-sounding forte piano, a fine copy of a Walter piano with Andreas Steyer soloist in the first movement of Joseph Haydn's Sonata in E-flat Major, Hoboken 16/49. Last up for today, a concerto by Johann Friedrich Abel, the German-born gambist, composer, and concert producer, best remembered for his teaming with Johann Christian Bach to produce many years of fine concerts for the London public. This is Abel's Concerto in B-flat Major, Opus 1, No. 2. The soloist is David Owen Norris, performing on a restored English square piano, an original that was actually known to Johann Christian Bach. The string players are Sanari, Monica Huggett, and Amelia Benjamin violins, with Joseph Crouch cello.
Thank you.
That was the Concerto in B-flat Major, Opus 1, No. 2 of Carl Friedrich Abel, performed on a historic square piano by David Owen Norris with Sonnerie. And that's our show for today. Thank you for celebrating Early Keyboard Week with me. If you enjoyed today's program, a production of the Classical Network, consider becoming a donor or a member of our station. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information, to become a member, or to help support this show or our other programs. Together, we are the Classical Network. Visit Well-Tempered Baroque on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at WT Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.